Kids are back in school this fall, but parents are hitting a speed bump as they try to make a return of their own to in-person work. Many daycares are understaffed. It's part of a child care crisis that's rippling around the world. Mike Regan is a senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
Tell us more about this shortage and how bad it is for some of the daycares out there.
It's very widespread, Peter, really around the world, not just in the U.S. And the problem that it's causing is basically some daycare centers just don't have the staff to handle the number of children who want to go there. So some are shutting down, some are being forced to turn away children just because they can't handle as many kids as would like to go to that daycare center. So it's really why it's being considered a crisis by many, this massive shortage of daycare slots.
So we've reported on bus driver shortage, dishwasher shortages, crossing guard shortages now, daycare workers to the list. I mean, do you think that the problem at daycares is just reflective of the staffing issues that we've seen in so many industries?
To a large degree, I think it's all related. And part of that reason is that there are some workers who are still very cautious about the virus. You know, anyone who has had a kid in daycare knows how quickly a virus can spread around that type of environment. Partly it's also because there are just so many jobs open in the country, a record of almost 11 million, that's creating a bit of a feedback loop. In other words, people who can't find the childcare they need can't take these open jobs. And that also means that there are a lot of jobs there that pay more or otherwise more attractive to people who would otherwise be working as nannies and daycare workers. So it's kind of feeding on itself, this massive amount of open jobs and the competition in the job market.
Now, Mike, as you said, this is happening all around the world. I see that Bloomberg has been reporting on this from other countries. What did your colleagues find elsewhere?
So some other countries have been able to subsidize the cost of childcare to some degree. Australia, for example, they actually made childcare free for about 3 months during the worst of the pandemic. And when that expired, they added subsidies to lower the cost. And in Canada, there's been discussions for years about a national subsidized childcare system. So the pandemic really brought that plan back from the dead. And it's not finalized yet, but the plan would be to reduce the cost of childcare to only about $8, less than $8 a day for parents. And there's other examples around the world of governments really reacting pretty strongly to this.
In the minute that we have left here, remind me how this problem not only holds families back, but also just holds the economy back.
Well, if you think about if a company can't get the workers it needs, it just can't really reach its potential then. It can't produce the goods that there's demand for, and it can't, provide the services that are being demanded. And on the other side of the equation, you have people who otherwise would be working now not bringing in a paycheck, and so they're spending less. So it certainly has the potential to create a strong headwind for the economy, although the economy is still rebounding pretty strongly from the pandemic.
Could be stronger. Mike Regan, senior editor with Bloomberg News. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Peter.